Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Oh, hello. Pleasure for you to stop by. I'm Sir Hercule Gaston. And if you'd like a PDF for your lovely RPG collection, go to rpgnow.com. Don't just go there now. Or go there through CanadianCrusaders.com or VorpalNetwork.com. What affiliates you know. It's absolutely smashing. Cheerio!
She hit me again, making me choose to hit either you or Beric. I chose Beric, so, and I missed him horribly.
No, you hit me, it just went.
Okay.
I have no dex modifier in this armor, so it's pretty much roll higher than a 10, you just hit me and nothing happens.
Heck!
If I move diagonal behind the one that's behind Beric, does it have an opportunity to attack me then?
Yes. That two of them.
No matter where I go, they're going to have an opportunity to attack.
If you move, they're going to have opportunity to attack.
Yes. And if... Okay, so you're standing adjacent. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Adjacent to two of them, right?
Yes.
That means also if you do a ranged... unless you shift.
Right.
You can shift, which means you can move one.
Then only right. One of them is going to get an attack on you if you do anything ranged. I think everything has been wounded, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so the rod first
the rod. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, shift me back so that we're flanking that one. No, that's diagonal.
Oh, shift there. Okay.
Yes.
Ah, much better.
So, that one, I guess, gets a swing at me while I do that?
No, you shifted.
You shifted.
So. Okay, no.
All right.
But can I do a range from right next to them?
Yes, but anybody next to you will get an opportunity attack on you.
Okay, so. Well, then he does get an opportunity
yeah.
attack on me.
Okay. That's one of the Shadow Hounds?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does a 13 hit your AC?
No.
Okay. Shadowhound declines to hit you.
Okay.
He could if it wanted to.
I just
wanted to point that out.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to do Hellish Rebuke on him.
Okay.
19.
Okay. Is it the one that Kaya's been pummeling?
It is the one.
Yes. It has Kaya's marker on it.
And 19 against what?
Reflex.
That will hit it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. 8.
It is now bloody.
Which means it automatically strikes everybody for 400 points of damage. 300.
I don't want to be unfair.
250?
No, I'll go 150.
Okay, I'm still alive.
That's what I thought. Are you bloodied?
No.
We have an action point still to spend.
Yes, you do.
Didn't we tell you we all have the hit points of epic level dragons?
So I'm using my action point to turn my hearing off.
Okay.
So that doesn't happen.
No problem.
Okay.
Now the earthbound demon gets to go.
Marked by me. Bring
okay.
it. Bring it, bitch.
Is he marked by me?
He's marked by
me.
Marked by Barrett.
So. And I'm flanked.
Okay. He kind of growls over at Radama. Do not flee from this bitch. He takes more damage, doesn't he?
If he's in the zone, yes.
Is he in the zone? I think he's in the zone. He's so totally in the zone.
Yeah, he's in the zone.
10 more points of radiant damage.
All right, so he takes 10 more points of radiant damage, which is great. Except he's starting to grow back.
Have the hounds had their turn yet?
Not yet.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because one of the hounds is in the zone.
So he does take damage, but some of the wounds that you've made on him have started to heal.
This is radiant damage. I don't know if that means anything, but this is radiant damage.
Okay.
And divine.
Sure. So yes, he takes some damage, but the wounds that you've hit him with have started to heal back.
Yay!
Okay, four dudes in here. Two of them are bloodied.
Over.
If we thin it out a little bit, it'll be a bit better.
Bites Radama. And he takes a chunk out of her ectoplasmic flesh. And she screams in pain.
So he attacks her, right?
The demon attacks him?
Yeah.
And he wolfs down this chunk of flesh.
So he attacked her, right?
No.
It
is not an attack.
He's using a power or something.
Bitch!
I would say biting is an attack. I think
his wounds heal even more. And then he turns to whomever is marked him, which would be you.
Bring it, foul beast.
And now he's going to try to bite you. Such an uppity farm animal. I'll enjoy torturing you. But not with that roll.
I'm sure you will.
You ever had
mad cow disease?
He tries to bite you and fails, but he's going to
burn just bit his her. I think he got swine flu.
Other action point and try it again with a different die.
Poofter.
Does a 21 hit your AC?
No.
Okay, he misses a second time and is sad because he's wasted his action points. And now the Shadow Hounds get to go. And they take how much damage from me?
Only one of them, the non-bloodied one.
The non-bloodied one. Okay.
Takes 10 radiant damage.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
So they get to go.
Still not bloody?
No, it is not. Let's see. This one... Let's see. No, he can't help with that. Can he? That makes him sad. This one teleports over here. And this one teleports over there.
That's irritating.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, yes. Greedy bitch, save. She does save, so she no longer has the ongoing fire damage. Alright, I'm going to give him a... Oh, let's see. Alright, the one is going to try and bite Ella.
Okay, at minus two, because it's marked against somebody else.
Fine. Eighteen hit Ella's AC?
No.
Okay.
Nice bite. Even with, because she's, it's a minus two to defenses until the end of this very turn, right? For them? Then still no.
Okay. And the one that didn't howl last time howls again, howls. So the other one howls.
Right.
And that would be everybody in a... Yeah, burst five, which I think still hits everybody.
Pretty much will be everybody.
The room, yeah.
So it maybe hits you, you take a minus two penalty to all defenses until the end of the hound's
turn. Yeah, still ran.
I don't hear it. Does that matter?
If you are deaf, I don't roll against you.
So. Okay.
So what does it do to us again?
If this is the minus two to defenses
you
until the end of
the
next
end
turn.
The minus two, you keep the minus two to defenses that most of you already have. So
basically it cancels out our plus two.
Yeah.
That's only the AC, though.
Yes, you take a minus two penalty on everything.
Took Fort Reflex and Will as well. So.
Kaya, you could hit. Unless your will is better than 24.
Oh, that's right. Last time I didn't get hit, that's why.
Tim.
And actually, that's true.
Will of 10.
I don't think Ella got hit last time.
Never mind.
Beric, will of 16?
Yes.
All right. You take the minus two. If you already have the minus two, it doesn't stack. It just keeps going. When you're deaf.
Yes.
Scott, 15.
Versus
Will?
No.
Alright.
Ella,
22 versus Will.
Yes. That will hit her.
Okay. Minus two to her defenses until the end of the next turn. And then end of the Shadowhound's next turn. And then that other Shadowhound, I'll give him a 50-50 to bite either, let's see, 1 through 10, he'll try and bite you. Meaning Tim. He actually tries to bite Gwen.
Okay.
At minus 2.
At minus 2. Gwen, does a 20 hit your AC?
Are we still going on the plus 2 thing?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. And we're back at the top of the round of Kaya.
And that
who am I adjacent to?
The crazy bitch.
Okay, then I'll punch her.
Okay.
25 to hit her.
That'll hit her.
Okay, I'm gonna mark her. Okay. Eight points of damage.
What is your mark in?
I get extra damage in
okay.
the next round.
But it doesn't supersede my mark. Mm-hmm. There's a different type of mark.
It's like a curse, yeah.
Alright, anything else, Kaya?
Nope.
You down that healing potion, though.
Yeah.
It's a minor action.
I'll save it in case I need it later.
Alright. Tim.
Well, what are your hit points at? How bad are you?
I'm at 34, 46.
That's not bad.
All right, what is she going to do? My interaction keeps that going. Tim, you're up.
Mm-hmm.
It's really irritating because if I fire anything, he's going to get an attack opportunity on me. Mm-hmm. Instead, I will use Bigby's Icy Grasp.
What's the AC on these? The dogs, anyway?
The AC on the hounds is 19.
And I will. Next guy. Alright, well, I'll summon Bigby's Icy Grasp. Right here. Well, basically there. And let's see if it does what it's supposed to. Alright, so... 26 versus its reflex. It's one of the hounds.
That will hit.
All right.
Which hound?
Bloody or the blue, yeah, the unbloody.
Okay.
How are we all on hit points, by the way?
I'm fine.
I'm just down by 5 right now. Okie dokie, I guess my other dice is gone.
I'm barely down a healing surge.
Alright, Kaya said she's only down about. Kaya, what are you? How are you hit point wise again?
34 or 46.
Okay.
14 points of icy damage.
Okay.
And he's grabbed.
I'm down 18.
I'm 33 or 40.
Because Ella can do something basic. She's going to whack this thing and give someone can have a healing surge.
He also can't move.
Okay. Anything else, Tim?
I will, to be on the safe side, I will summon my hand. Just have.
What's the demon then?
That's my other hand.
You're getting ready to clap.
I have an icy hand and then a mage's hand, so. Mage's hand is more just to.
Oh, it's.
I wonder where that dice.
Tim is what they call a groping mage.
Yeah. He does a lot of groping.
Sarek, that would mean you're up.
Right. I've got her flanked, so let's try for the harrying strike on her.
That's right, he is flanked, so I would have hit. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Here's a power in here.
I missed her, but with the miss, I still do damage.
Alchemical opportunist. Whenever you have an opportunity attack, you can use a alchemist item. So you get some of the more powerful ones, and you're just like, oh, you're moving past me? Well, I'm going to melt you.
Half damage would be 6.
Okay. Remember, run down.
I might take that for 10.
So you hit her.
Oh, I missed, but the...
Oh, okay.
The,
I see.
Minor, I will give rend actions.
Okay.
And... I will use my action point to make a sustaining strike on her. Uh, 27 versus AC.
That will hit her.
She takes 9 points of damage, and I get 4 temporary hit points. Rand will make a claw attack at her. And Ren will miss.
Okay. Anything else from Ren?
No.
Alright. Ella's up.
Ella spends a minor action to maintain the zone and then does a healing strike and hits on the beastie in front of her 24 to hit.
Okay,
that's AC.
Which beastie is it?
It
is it the one that guy's been wailing on, or the other one?
I think it's the one Kai has been wailing on.
Okay.
Yes. It takes 13 points of radiant damage, and whichever one of you is worse off can spend a healing surge.
I'm down 14.
I'm down 12.
So
I'm down 13, but it doesn't matter to me.
Okay, I'll spend
a healing surge.
We'll give it to the defender here. So
I have a way of getting more hit points, so yeah. Don't
worry about it. Just a flat healing surge?
Just a flat healing surge, actually. She does get the plus bonus thing, doesn't she? Plus her charisma modifier in it. 4. So plus 4.
So I'm back at full.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Alright. That was Ella. Barrick.
Yes. Barrick will swing at Skippy, the demon man.
The wonder dog.
All right.
Skippy the wonder demon man. Does a 24 hit his AC?
Oh, yes.
God.
His AC is a mere 20.
Oh, lonely.
It's just the fact that he's regenerating damage. That's the...
Yeah, I'm trying to...
And the fact that she started the combat bloodied and we've...
Still not mean to kill her.
There's... ...23 points of damage. Mark him, or continue my mark.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead, because I can, down a healing potion as a minor action.
Okay.
To regain 10. And that's minor, and I don't think I have anything else I want to do. Yep, that's it.
Alright, and Radana, it's her turn. She is within the consecrated ground. How much does she take? 10?
9 points of
stat.
9 points of radiant damage.
Which is actually enough to make her scream and dissipate.
Hallelujah. Yes.
She is now.
Three, nine. Thank goodness.
Gwen, you're up.
Okay.
I believe you have a shadow hand.
Yep, I'm moving back one.
So you shift. So you have a standard and a minor left.
I'm going to do Dire Radiance.
Okay. On what?
On the dog.
Okay. Against, versus what? Actually, it doesn't matter if that'll hit him.
Fortitude.
That what?
Okay. That's 5.
Okay.
Then I still have a minor.
Mm-hmm. But you can, you could use that minor to curse. Curse this dude closer to you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
Alright. Now the Earthbound Demon gets to go. Who's next to him?
I am, Barrick is.
Earthbound Demon takes 5 points of radiant damage.
Okay. Which it grows back.
At least he's not gaining, you know?
Yeah.
Bitch was good for nothing after all.
She took a few hits.
Not nearly enough.
That is true. She could have taken a few more, but it, you know, we had wounded her before.
Be gentle! So.
Well, assuming it wasn't him that wounded her.
No, that's true.
Does a 17 hit your AC?
No.
That's because that has to hit his crazy low. But okay. That I can't roll to save my life. But that's okay.
You're also up against the guy with the highest AC in the party.
True. And that would be gaining. Him. And
even with a minus two. Yeah.
I'm gaining.
Shadowhounds. Are any of the Shadowhounds...
Actually, you're just... if you're at a 22, you're just
no,
one.
No, they're not in this square.
Oh. One of them can't move.
I'm at 24 right now.
He can teleport.
Well, because I didn't get the minus two.
That's true. I'm at a 23 right now.
I wonder if the hand would work from that.
You funny. Might look that up.
After that, it'll be back up to 25.
Let's see. This one will teleport here. And this one will teleport here.
I mean, is he actually attempting to escape?
He teleports, which moves him instantaneously from one point to another. Basically, it unless it says it specifically goes with him if it teleports, he breaks the hold.
Yep.
And also, with the target attempts to escape, the hand uses your fortitude or reflex defense.
No, it escapes the maneuver.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, that's
he's
fine.
Here 1 second, and not.
Yeah.
For the record... If any of you guys could teleport, you were held, you would escape as well.
That's fine. That just means I can attack with him the next round.
Yep.
And let's see. So the one will try to bite Kaya. And miss. Unless a 14 suddenly hits your AC. And the other will try to bite Beric.
It's flanked.
And I'm flanking bonus, so yeah.
15, 16, 17.
No.
Okay. And we're back at the top of the round with Kaya.
Well, turn around and attack the rat that bit me. And I'm going
to
mark him.
She knocks him off.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to mark that stupid whore.
Will a 22 hit him?
Yes. His AC is a mere 20.
Oh, merely.
Merely.
Is the concentrated ground centered on the square I'm standing on,
yes,
or centered on me?
Centered on the square you're standing
18
on.
18 damage.
Okay.
18?
She can move it around,
yep,
as a move action. And it's just a 9 square block that just goes.
Still up?
She just centered it there because it was convenient.
Anything else, Kaya?
Nope.
But she'll probably use an action to move it next turn.
Tim.
One second.
Well, the first thing I do is, instead of using movement for me... Well, actually, he doesn't get to move. He can just go, oh, okay, you're over there. Or... Do I want it to go grab the freaking demon? He's like, blah, 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 blah.
Is that the pseudo-dragon familiar?
No, it's the little demon.
I don't forget you got it flanked now.
26... 27, 28 versus its reflex.
Oh, yes. <yeah. laughs>
Now, it's not quite as strong this round.
Though, let's see. It does get to make a melee basic attack, though.
Okay, there's nothing really there to... I guess it could attack somebody else.
Yeah. It gets grabbed by the hand and startled and bites you. It tries. 18.
No.
It tries.
Actually, 19, 20.
No.
It takes 15 points of icy damage.
Okay.
That's from that thing.
Oh, we don't have the defenses thing any penalty to defense anymore because at the end of your last turn.
But that used up my action to do that. So.
Okay. Sarek. It's up to you and Ren now.
Yep.
Everything falls to you, man.
If you shift over, we'll be flanking him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
Well, let's whoop this demonic bad boy back to, you know, whatever plane he came from.
Shift. Let's use the totem's ring on it. What the heck? Team versus AC.
Okay.
So take a weapon out or ready a weapon and satisfy the action.
Draw or sheathe the weapon is a minor action.
Okay, good.
14 points of damage.
Okay.
What's it says proficiency bonus.
And minor give Rend an action.
Oh, you can hit stuff with the rod too.
Yeah.
And it's magical, so.
Yeah, but don't they have to have all their hit points to do that?
No, you can still hit them.
It just does extra if they haven't been injured.
Yeah, you can still clobber them with it.
Does it actually do damage?
Yeah.
Well, if you use a power that has implement keyword.
Yeah. You would have to use a basic power. It'd be like
it's just it has a special property of if the thing hasn't been damaged, you do extra damage to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's it.
But it still always offers.
It's still always going to give you a plus two attack and damage rolls.
Ready to attack this one.
Rod. Mm-hmm. You're basically you're using this to do these.
With the with the claws.
Okay.
So I'd be plus four.
Be plus four to hit. Yeah.
20 versus AC.
That will hit.
And plus, it'd be plus an additional two damage. So it'd be whatever the damages are on there.
It'll take 4 points plus damage plus
always.
5 points.
If you crit, you do more damage.
Okay.
Which is enough to turn it into a pile of shadowy goo.
Yay!
Which one got? Was it demon or no?
No.
And you had it cursed, so. Mm-hmm.
So you gain a temp hit four. Point. Back, I guess.
And technically, the demon's marked by me as I attacked. I know, I'm just.
He'll be remarked by me.
I know. But since everything that I attack gets my mark, then.
All right.
I choose to not take it personally.
Ella's up.
Ella will. Everyone's doing fairly well, so Ella will go ahead and Lance of Faith the little doggy that's left.
Okay.
With a 21 versus reflex.
That'll hit it.
Nice feat. Oh. 13 points of radiant damage, and
that will be enough to make it turn into a pile of goo.
Sweet.
Woo-hoo.
That's the one that needed to die.
And Eric, actually, the thing took.
You get that plus two bonus to hit to me.
Okay.
It's not gonna matter, but.
And she'll spend an she'll spend a minor action to maintain the zone.
Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty. Beric, you're up.
My Oath of Enmity just recharged, so I'll use it on him.
Okay.
And then take a swing at him with Crushing Blow. Twenty-eight to hit it.
That will hit him.
Good. That didn't that be sad. Sixteen, 26, 30 points of damage.
Wow. He's bloodied.
Yay!
For the moment.
Mm-hmm. Also can
minor. I don't think. There's no Jason something ally to me. And that wouldn't do anything, so. And I remark him, so.
Okay. Gwen.
Okay.
Zap the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Well, curse him first.
Yeah, that too. Okay, we'll do that. Right. I'm going to do Dire Radiance and use the Rod of First Blood.
Okay.
So sad. Wow. With all my nephews, I got a 6.
Wow. Okay. This is him.
I brought it out and it went...
Right.
The bang sign came out the end.
Now the Earthbound Demon gets to go. How much damage does it take from being in the consecrated ground?
Eight points.
Okay. That's a net drop of 3.
We'll tell you, while we're flanking it, you do have the feat. It does give you combat advantage against it with ranged attacks. So it wouldn't have helped that turn because it's still just plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
But that's additional bonus to think about. As long as it grants combat advantage to somebody.
Well, when you roll a 2 and then you have plus 4 and
It's been more than 80 years since I felt like this. I'm going to enjoy dining on you. But apparently not that much. Because he hits a 19.
Have you not fought anyone for 80 years?
Absolutely not.
I mean, really.
Well,
you seem a little rusty.
I've been sleeping a lot.
We did wake you up from your afternoon nap.
Yes.
Do you want us to come back later?
That would be nice. If you could, yes.
We're not going to do that. No. This is a good time for us.
I haven't had coffee yet.
Oh, see, I understand that. Brute strike.
I already hit him with that.
I already hit him
with that. Disrupt the demon.
All right.
And
disrupt him.
I have to hit him. And
I'm completely out of powers to use.
He'll hold him. Twang. And that will also mean he gets to do a Savage Rebuke. But since you're the one that marks him, he's going to try to bite you. Does a 27 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. Finally.
Barely.
16 points of damage. I think I'm getting the hang of it now.
I've had worse cuts shaving. Really?
I do 15 points of damage.
Yeah, I'm not even bloodied yet. Tis but a scratch.
15 points, you said? Mm-hmm. All right.
It's understandable. Now he's on the high ground.
Tim.
All right. Well, since he's already grabbed, I'll sustain it. And he's going to take... since I don't have to attack him this round. Eleven points of cold damage first. All
right.
And then I'm going to hit him with a Ray of Enfeeblement. No, I'm not.
You're going to think about it.
I'm going to think about doing that.
In your mind.
In my mind. And
so totally hit him with a Ray of Enfeeblement.
I can turn a move into a minor, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll do so, and then the hand will grab a healing potion.
Okay. Sarek, you and Rend. Now, I will use a minor to give Rend actions this turn. Alright.
Assuming you want me to move him up?
Yeah, move him up. And since I'm hoping this is the last thing we're going to do today, I'm going to use my last daily. Snatch and climb. I got him flanked, 25 versus AC.
That will hit him.
Thirteen points of damage.
Okay.
Rend. Rend will claw. Rend will miss. Rend's like, you want me to do what? That is a demon boss.
Alright, Ella.
Ella will channel Divinity Divine Fortune to give herself a plus one.
And then melee it.
No. And then try...
Take off all of her armor and charge at it.
Does a 21 hit its will?
21 versus its will will hit it, yes.
Woo-hoo. It is dazed until the end of her next turn.
Okay.
And he's knocked prone.
Okay.
And then she spends a minor to maintain the zone.
Okay.
I'm almost going to leave him up, but...
I don't have any.
That's why I want to hit him with Ray and Enfeeblement, because he gets weakened. And then we can toss grease on him and then put him on fire and throw him off the top of the building.
Mm-hmm.
If we really need, we can use him so fast.
Beric will smack him thusly.
Okay.
With, I'll just do Reaping Strike, that's all he's got left at this point, really. For 19 more points of damage.
19 more?
Yep.
Okay. Wow, we broke 100.
And I remark him.
Okay. Alright. And that would be Gwen is up next.
Zap him. Or try to.
Okay, I'll try to. I'll try and do it again. Maybe not.
What'd you roll?
She rolled an 8.
An 8.
An 8 plus 2 plus
4.
4 plus another 2. Mm-hmm. No. I think you're just total of plus 6, isn't it?
Yes.
With the flanking bonus.
Sad.
So that'd be like 14. Yeah, 14. Think it's
I was no. trying to fix it. The rod. It didn't quite. I guess it didn't work.
Okay.
Need a rod of tuning on.
That's versus, I do need a rod of
what
tune.
Is that versus anyway?
Fortitude.
Oh. Sad. Worth a shot.
So sad.
And the Earthbound Demon gets to go. It's dazed. Turns out that it can fight while prone, though.
Takes another 10 points of radiant damage.
Okay. instead, it will just try to bite you from where it is.
I'm sure you
and can. With that mighty roll of 2, we'll miss you.
Look at the little dog nipping at my heels.
Yep, that's someone in the dirt or something.
I'm sure would think of an appropriate response, but my brain is dead at the moment. So, we'll just move back to Kaya.
Kaya, you're flanking it too.
Stupid
Mm-hmm. Everybody's flanking it.
See, this is more like
it's Adela.
That's why she. I rolled a natural 20.
No.
Okay, you credit. Max damage.
So that's...
Though the extra, you still have to roll.
Yeah. That's 16 plus 7. I can't add today. 23. 2 plus 2, 4.
25.
Yeah.
Okay. Tim, you're up.
No, it'd be 27 because it's 23 and then 5-4.
Takes 12 points of icy cold death first.
We're just nitpicking this thing to death. Oh, I'm out of encounter and daily powers to use, so I'm just back to using my at wills.
Right. I'm sorry. You hit it, so it gets its reaction.
Okay.
It's going to try to bite you again.
Meh.
Mighty minus 2. Oh, it'll probably hit this time. 26?
That will hit.
Okay. Christ. 22 points of damage.
Whoa.
Well, that might hurt.
That's gonna leave a mark.
That right. Will bloody me. No, it has sharp teeth.
Damn it! Sharp teeth. We'll take that heel.
I've got another one. You want that one too? It's okay. Now I'm bloodied in the zone. I'll gain hit points back.
Here, okay, now you take 12 points of icy damage.
Got it.
My Raven Feeblement hit a 24 fortitude.
That is its fortitude.
Okay. Then he takes 11 points of necrotic damage, and he's weakened until the end of my next turn.
Okay. That was Tim.
He had to start the fourth column of rewriting its points.
Sarah, Rand, you're up.
Not that at this point it really matters, but I will just do the sustaining strike on it. Rend will get a... I will use my miner to give Rend actions.
Okay.
Ooh. 21 versus AC.
That will hit it.
Ten points of damage.
Okay.
Rend will claw at it. Is Rend flanking?
Yes.
Yes. Well, where is Rend?
Rend is...
He's in between Kaya.
No, he's
Rend.
Not.
No.
Okay. 19 versus AC.
And he still gets a plus 2 because he's strong, so...
he never stood up last time. He just took a chomp out of you.
Yes.
Cool. So he does grant combat advantage, I think.
Yes, he
And he's still grabbed, isn't he?
Yeah, he hasn't gotten out of the grab yet.
No. Let's see. Yes, that hits.
8 points, and he will take a 5 ongoing bleeding damage.
Okay. Ella.
Ella triggers her magic item to give her a healing bonus, doohickey. And then she... uses a minor action to sustain the thing, and then she uses her last action to do healing word on me. 4, 9 plus...
It's horrible.
13.
You want your gear? That one first.
And I spend a healing surge, gaining 28 hit points. So I am not bloodied anymore. Well,
all right. Ah. That would be you, Barrett.
Not bloody. See you, babe.
Does a 20 hit his AC?
Yes.
Mm. 13 points of damage.
Alright. Anything else?
I kick him in the head just because.
Gwen, you're up.
Okay, I'll try again. Ooh, better.
So that's 15 plus 6 total, right? So 21.
21.
Versus?
42. 42.
Does not hit him.
Plus 2, you're still prone.
What have you been trying to hit him with?
Yes.
23 versus 42.
Okay. Still does not hit.
I try to do one of these other, because they're versus reflex. It would be easier to hit him with those.
Okay. I just said this one because if he comes near me, then he gets damaged.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's going to be moving anytime soon.
Not at this point.
And you could try to hit him with that.
Do you want a feeder? You want me to?
I think you still have that left. And the target takes a minus one to will defensively in the next turn.
Yeah, but who else has will?
Off back outside.
Ella other does. Than me. Ella can hit.
And
him
at
with
this
stuff.
Point, the earthbound demon gets to go. How much damage does it take?
Magic.
Oh, right.
All right.
5 from bleeding.
10.
It shudders and dies.
She'll keep up the consecrated ground for a little while.
It seems to smolder while in the consecrated ground.
She centers it on that.
The air fills with smell of rotting demon goat thing.
She'll say a few prayers. What rituals does she know, in fact? Let's see.
Somebody with an extra sword should put off his head.
So we had, now we fought an actual demon. That was interesting. Let's go tell, what's his name? Telro?
What's his name?
Tonel. Let's go tell Tonel.
Yes.
And rest.
And trying to,
a lot.
Telling that maybe we banish for Donna, too.
Well, she'll probably come back eventually, I'm guessing, as a ghost. Until we probably destroy the absolute everything evil in the house. But
did we kill it?
Yes. The consecrated ground killed it.
So, I say, let's go back to, we go back to Tonel.
Yeah. Back to Tonel and rest?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And let Tonel know what's happened. That should make him slightly happier.
He is extremely impressed. He, in fact, greets you when you come in because he was watching.
Well, that sucked.
I've never seen a final battle.
Yeah, well, it needed to die.
That's how we roll.
I pointed Ella. She's the one that killed it. Now, from what I know about ghosts, I would guess that the crazy bitch is probably going to be back at some point.
She's not a ghost.
What was she?
She was something brought back by her own will.
Okay. Is she going to come back again? By her own will, or have we rid it? Or have we gotten rid of that nuisance of yours?
It is possible, but unlikely.
Well then, one step closer to redeeming this house.
You have.
Hopefully, you feel a little better now.
I do.
I will ask about the glyph we saw.
I placed it there. It's there to ward foul. There to ward against evil spirits.
But it's been turned.
Yes, they did that.
Maybe we'll fix that.
Yes, is there something we can be doing to fix that?
Proper ritual should do it.
How long would that take? How long would that take, Tim, do you know?
I don't have that ritual. But at least 10 minutes could take as long as a day. Do you have the ritual?
I know what they do.
Because if you could teach me the ritual, then I could probably fix it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could just put Arcane Mark
there. Or Ella can do it, too.
She could.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that my arcane ritual casting
far superior. I will teach the ritual of corruption to the little one.
A wise choice, Tano.
You are still tainted.
It's nothing personal there, Tim.
No, I think it is.
Tim, you do have some weird stuff going on.
There's a difference between weird and, you know, wanting to send your souls to hell.
Well, yes.
He's also a little fervent about this, remember?
Yes, I know. But we also helped him. That's okay. I don't take offense. At least not too much. He is dead.
And we will call it here. It is 6:20.
Yep.
We should be...
Gamers Attic Attack! We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice, dice within dice dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them! We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at gamersattic.com.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Disillusion are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.